So the last day of Hanukkah is known as Zeis Hanukkah. This is Hanukkah. The reason why it's called Zeis Hanukkah, the simple reason is because the Kriyas HaTorah of that day starts with Zeis Hanukkah HaMizbeach, so the word Zeis. But we know it has to be more significant than that. What does it mean, Zeis Hanukkah, this is Hanukkah? So you know, there's an idea that Chazal tell us, Avera Gereres Avera, that a person does, God forbid, a sin, it creates a certain comfort and a certain feeling and drive within the person to do that sin again. Avera Gereres Avera, one sin leads to the next. And conversely, in a positive way, Mitzvah Gereres Mitzvah, that one mitzvah brings a person to do another mitzvah. So when you read that Chazal, it seems to indicate that there's no difference between the two. Just as one Avera brings another, one mitzvah brings another. But the truth is, in Pnimis HaTorah, we're taught that they're very, very different. Although it's true that when a person does an Avera, you sort of grow a taste for it and you want to do it again, unfortunately. But ultimately speaking, essentially, evil and sins are separate. There's no accumulation in terms of the world of the soul. The soul does not become more contaminated because it's Avera number two than just being its own individual Avera. Every Avera does something that's negative, but there's no accumulation, it doesn't snowball. There's no snowball effect. Not so when it comes to Kedusha. The nature of Kedusha is that things accumulate. The second mitzvah you do is greater because it's the second mitzvah. The third mitzvah you do is even greater because it's the third mitzvah. There's an accumulation effect. And the more mitzvahs that you do, the more learning, the more davening, the more chesed, and so on. These are not just individual points and individual marks that you get. There's a snowballing effect. There's an accumulation. The more you do, the stronger and the more potent each one then becomes. And although we might not be able to experience that, but again, that doesn't undermine the truth. The truth is that every mitzvah that we do is built on the previous. This is true in individuals. This is true as a collective people. The more mitzvahs that we do as a people is really built on the mitzvahs of our ancestors. And there's a huge accumulation. And when Mashiach comes and the veil of this world is taken away, we'll be able to see the truth. We'll be able to see how amazing that snowball of mitzvahs is. And when it comes to Averis, we'll see it's a bunch of little pebbles, a bunch of little pieces of flakes of snow. But it doesn't have that power of accumulation. And that's what you see by Hanukkah. The fact that the eighth day of Hanukkah is not just another day of Hanukkah. It's the accumulation of all the previous days of Hanukkah. Zois Hanukkah. And as we call it Zois Hanukkah, this is Hanukkah because this last day is not just one of the 8 days. It's every single day of Hanukkah building towards that end, bringing itself along. And so the eighth day of Hanukkah is not just one of 8 days. It's all 8 days of Hanukkah. And that's not just for Hanukkah. It's true with every mitzvah that we do. Every mitzvah we do is even more potent because of all of our personal and national history behind it. So Hashem Shalom, we should be zeichah to appreciate and to be proud of all the mitzvahs that we've done. And to be able to, hopefully, B'ez Hashem, be able to taste a little bit of that unbelievable power and potency that each one of our actions does contain within it. And Hashem should help, as we light the Hanukkah candles, we should be zeichah to experience the light of Hanukkah in its fullest, most profound way, the light of Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'ez Kol Tzedek, and may have remained. Amen.